Okay, here we go. Definite integrals. Okay, this was, and again, I apologize. The problems that you didn't do last night, throw them onto tonight's homework. They were the ones between two curves. In fact, we'll talk about, at the end of class, let's sit down and I want to look, I don't want to assign you too much for homework. So let me look at what is actually on the assignment sheet and we'll play around with it a little bit. How to do an integral between two curves. It's actually very, very easy. Took the other class literally 2 minutes to understand. So we've learned that if you integrate a function, you find the expression to determine the area under the curve. Everyone all right on that concept? That's the basic thing that we've been doing. And that's sort of, you know, the underlying concept for the entire rest of the year. Really, this is it. Integrating gives you area under a curve. What if we have two curves? Now, let me ask you a basic question. If I were to ask you to find the area of A, let me ask you a few questions first. What would happen if I integrated f of x? What would I get?
The area under f of x and g of x.
The area under both of them. So the area from f of x down to the x-axis. Now, what if I integrate g of x?
You get the area below it, and so you subtract it.
So you subtract it. It's very easy to understand. The area is equal to the upper area minus the lower area. Question?
No,
that's okay. Area upper minus area lower. Now, there are two ways you can do it. You can take the difference of each integration. I know this color's not good and it's hard to see. You can take the integration of each area, or you can integrate, you can take the difference in the two areas and integrate that. Better to see? Okay. There we go.
So you can integrate both and then find the difference, or you can integrate.
Or you can find the difference and then integrate.
Okay.
Doesn't matter which one you do. Sometimes it's easier to collect the functions, they simplify. I'll show you one today. The two functions, when you collect them, they simplify so nicely. It's actually easier to take the difference in the two functions and integrate the result. How about these two curves? Tell me about what happens if I integrate from f of x from the left to the right-hand side. What do I get? The area from?
F of x to the x-axis.
And what kind of number is it?
Positive.
How about when I integrate g of x from left to right? What am I going to get?
A negative.
A negative. When you subtract a negative, it ends up adding it. So some people will look at this and go, oh, do I add the two areas? No. Same concept. Upper minus lower. Because when you subtract a negative, it becomes a positive on its own. this is an example of it, because you can do the Riemann sums, you can do trapezoidal rule, you can do all those ideas between two curves also. It doesn't have to be to just the x-axis. Pardon me?
Forgot about trapezoidal rule.
Trapezoidal rule. It's taking a while to load.
Wait, so when would it be preferable to use the trapezoidal rule?
Never.
So then what's the point?
The point is understanding that that's what really is happening. The point is, you know, a little practice on it, you know. Point is they put it on the AP sometimes. You don't do it, you know.
It's like derivative by definition.
Yeah, it's exactly.
If you're on the AP, doesn't.
No. Oh, no. Oh, that would be so sad. This is taking too long to load. Essentially, if you're really interested, you can go into this, and what you can do is, it's a program where you can plug in two functions, and then you can create rectangles. It'll show you rectangles. It'll show you left-handed, right-handed rectangles.
It's because it's almost done.
Almost done. Yes, five. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my strength is so my signal strength is so low. See. Yeah, there's still an applet to load. That was just all the pictures. Now it's an applet now. Okay, we're going to skip that for now. Okay. A lot of problems will ask you to find the area between two curves, but may not define A and B. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. The first, you have to find where they equal each other. That is the important point. Graph them. I cannot stress this enough. I'm having such little arguments with my 10th graders because they like to not follow directions. They like to do it their way. And I say, okay, go ahead and do it your way, but I'm going to give partial credit my way when you get it wrong. Fair? Fair. If you graph it, you're going to have a much better chance of avoiding the silly mistakes of having the wrong endpoints. In the other class, a lot of people got these two wrong, and a lot of them said, but I just integrated from negative 2 to 2. And I'm not, but without looking at it and without literally didn't draw the pictures, just integrated from one side to the other and got it wrong. And I said, remember, you got to draw a picture because sometimes it's above and sometimes it's below. A plain integration, integrate. You do it as is. A picture, you have to look at, find where it's above and below, and take that into account with absolute values. Same thing here. You need to draw it and take into account when they switch above and below, because that happens. Okay. Why can't I always use my calculator? You could start bringing your calculator. And I don't know if you remember one of those worksheets in first semester. I know we're not doing them again. I'm kind of holding off on it for now. But one of the worksheets, I gave you 10 problems, and literally all I did was gave you moments of I gave you integrals, and I taught you how to do it. Using a calculator is easy. Plugging the numbers into a calculator takes 5 minutes to learn. But you have to do a lot of part of your AP exam without your calculator anyway. There are college professors that won't let you use calculators, so it's better to get in the habit of being able to do it all without a calculator. Throwing the calculator in at the end makes it easy. So start bringing your calculators. We will use them here and there to do a little graphing, to check our work, to make sure we can do the problems. But most of these we're going to do by hand for now. Okay, so let's try this one. We're going to find the area between two curves, and I'm going to start with the curve sine x plus 2 and sine x minus 2. Now, while we haven't spent a lot of time on graphing trig functions, we kind of do still have the expectation that you can graph this function minimally. Sine x plus 2 from 0 to pi. What does sine x from 0 to pi normally look like? Kind of bump. Starts at 0, 0 and goes up to pi over 2, 1 and comes back down to pi. So it looks like a bump. What happens to that bump if I have the plus 2 at the end? Goes up 2 units. So the first bump starts here at 0, 2, goes up to pi over 2, 3 and back down to pi 2. What about minus 2? Moves it down 2 units. I'm asking you to find the area in between. There are two ways to do this problem.
Yeah,
what is it, Josh?
You just subtract and you get integral of
4,
and
he
says
4x. Yeah. So you take the upper function.
Okay.
Come on. Actually, that's not even the easier way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you could have just seen that it was.
That's it. Hold on. Let's get everyone caught up. First one, sine x plus 2 minus sine x minus 2. What happens when you subtract? What are you left with?
4x.
Because 4, when you integrate, you're going to get 4x. And where are we starting and where are we stopping? This is pretty easy. Because 0 to pi. Stated. Sometimes it is, sometimes it is not. So 0 to pi, so that would be 4x from 0 to pi, which is 4 pi. Now, Josh, you saw the other way?
Yeah.
What's the other way?
You can just look and see that they're both,
you can cut off this piece here.
Yeah.
And if you cut off that piece, see the symmetry? That piece can go down there, rectangle. What's the dimensions of your rectangle?
Pi by 4.
Careful. 2 up, 2 down. So 4 by pi, 4 pi. Whew.
Wow.
That's kind of fun. All right. Try this one. Thank you. Now, if you integrate from 0 to pi, tell me what you're going to get.
You're going to get 0.
You're going to get 0. Because if you do upper minus lower here, without taking into account the fact that they switch places, upper minus lower is going to be a positive, but upper minus lower here, if you do the same upper minus lower, if you do yellow minus pink, you're going to end up counteracting and getting 0, because this will be positive, this will be negative. You can do a couple different things. You can
4 by cos from 0 to pi over 2.
Okay. You could, let me show you the things you gotta do. One thing about doing 4 times the cos of 0 to pi over 2, you just wanna write a note on to the AP grader what you're doing. First option, you could go from 0 to pi over 2 of the cos x minus the negative cos x and double that. Probably the easiest, because that's that first kind of top of a Hershey kiss shape. Second option, you do 2 separately. Not a fan of this unless you are not in the habit of watching real carefully. That is, sometimes I'll start making people write out all of them so that you get in the habit of realizing that each one has a different value. So cos x, and then this would be minus the cos x minus the negative cos x versus negative cos x minus x. Third one is to realize, because of the perfect symmetry, you could do just that times 4. What I'm going to suggest on the AP exam, because again, I don't know what's in the mind of the AP readers, you would write a quick note. Area under cos to x-axis equals 4 times entire area, so they know what you're doing. You know what I mean? If you're doing something off the beaten path, make sure that the person reading your AP understands why you're doing it. So 4 times that.
They're not grading just the answer?
No. They grade every piece of the answer. Because if you go straight to the answer and it's wrong, 0 points. But if you have 5 out of 6 pieces right and you have one mistake here, you get 5 out of 6 as opposed to 0.
But if you have the right answer and like work that they don't understand, they won't give you credit?
No.
Huh.
Nope. Because you'll get a point for the answer and nothing for all the work that leads up to it. Trust me, these people know what they're doing. They get it.
Uh-huh.
So it's very hard to get the right answer without supporting work. So they're pretty careful about that. So 2 times 0 to pi over 2 of 2 cos x. So that'll be 4 sine x from 0 to pi over 2, which is 4. Everyone getting 4? Cool. All right. Those are pretty easy. Look at this one. These two functions. Y equals 2 minus x squared and y equals negative x. What's the graph of y equals 2 minus x squared? What kind of picture is that?
Parabola opening downward.
Parabola opening downward with a vertex of 0, 2. If you're not feeling comfortable with that, quickly coming up with what the picture looks like, and that happens, because who really remembers parabolas? Not me. Plot some points. And the way to decide the points to plot is start off, remember we talked about this at the very beginning, you need to know where those two graphs intersect. So set them equal to each other. Set 2 minus x squared equal to negative x. Back to algebra 1. How do I find out how do I solve that equation?
All right.
Everything to the same side. X squared minus x plus 2
equals.
Oh, minus 2, thank you.
Minus
two. So x minus 2, x plus 1. So the graphs intersect at x equals 2 and x equals negative 1. So that tells you, you should be graphing 2 to negative 1, maybe one point on either side and in between. So.
Wait, can the graphs just be sketches, or should they be?
Just sketches, just enough to get an idea.
Yeah.
Y equals negative x, slope of negative 1, intercept of 0, 0. Boom.
02, 11.
And sometimes people look at these, and especially when the graphs kind of start to intertwine, which happens, look at that and they're like, well, which area do I do? How do I tell what is the actual area? Because there's a whole bunch. Here's upper minus lower. Here's upper minus lower. Here's upper minus lower. Imagine you have a big piece of property. You have a parabola-shaped fence and a straight fence. Where would you put the dog?
In the
middle right, right? You want to look for the enclosed area. So be real careful with that, enclosed area. So my upper function, now upper means the one that's vertically higher. Y equals 2 minus x squared. Lower means the one that is below. That's y equals negative x. So tell me the integration. Where am I going to start? Where am I going to stop?
Why you pick that to be your... Oh, it's above the line.
Which function is higher... Just look at the two functions. Which one's higher? That's the above. Which function is lower? And I mean, when I say higher, above vertically.
The line is just a really straight curve, right?
The line is just a really straight curve.
You're not thinking about the x-axis, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. That's okay. So you basically just make the line the x-axis.
Kind of. You're thinking of the line as being the x-axis. Yeah, you could be thinking of it that way. The line is just a really straight curve.
Just the area between curves. Just think of the line.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you. Yeah, area between curves, but a curve can be a straight line. Yes.
It doesn't matter that part is negative.
Does not matter. Because what's going to happen, you could do this in tons of little pieces. This will be negative, but negative makes it positive. Uh-huh. They don't cross over each other. You will see problems where the graphs will literally do things like that. That's where, when they switch, you've got, let's say, this is f of x, this is g of x. Then they switch at this point here, let's call that x comma c, or x comma f of x, g of c, same thing. Now here's your g of x over top, here's your f of x down below. The above minus the below curve. That will happen. Sometimes they'll switch.
So where's the area you're looking for the first one? Just that?
Yep. If I had a dog and I had to keep him penned in, where would I put him?
Gotcha.
Yeah, Lassie, right in there. Because if you put Lassie out here, he can run away. Woo! Can go way off there. Okay?
Right.
The neighbor gets very upset. So you got to figure out the penned-in area. And that penned-in area is defined by 2 minus x squared minus the negative x dx. Which is negative 1 to 2. Again, I'm just going to take that step right here. Now you do the integration. When I did this problem, again, look for those little shortcuts. 6 plus 2 is 8, and negative 8 thirds and a negative 1 third is what?
Negative
Negative 9/3, which is negative 3. Don't run to get a common denominator all the way through the problem right away. Try to do a little collecting. 6 plus 2 is 8, and 8 minus 3 is 5. So 5 minus 1 and a half is, or minus 1 half is 4 and a half. A little quicker. Okay? Anything there not make sense? Maybe how I got my numbers or something? Okay? Okay, this is a very typical wording. Find the area in a particular quadrant that is bounded above by y equals root x and below by the x-axis and the line y equals x minus 2. Wouldn't it be what? All right. Okay. Okay. Let's work on drawing this picture. I don't think we're going to have time to get through the whole problem. If you have colored pencils or, you know, something like that, it's almost not a bad idea to start using those for making sure you can keep track of your areas. You can, oh, on the AP, yeah. Actually, they may not let you bring them in, but you can use them on the test. Ooh. Could you see walking in with your Crayolas? I'd like to use these on the AP. No, I think the 10-pack with the giant ones, the big round ones. Ms. O'Mara would be like, yeah, right. All right. Now, the biggest complaint I get at this time of year is, but I don't like to graph. I can't do it. Oh, it's going to be uncomfortable for you then for the rest of the year. Because you have to be able to graph. They're not going to hand you all the pictures. They will hand you some pictures. But this becomes a very, this is where you start using that whatever lobe of your brain is responsible for 3D images, believe it or not. We're going to start going into 3D. We're going to start taking those shapes and rotating them around axes.
Oh, fun.
We're going to make that one we were describing yesterday. If we were to rotate that curve over there or that bounded area, we'll kind of make like almost like a bread bowl. You know those bread bowls that you put the spinach dip in? If you curve out, I mean, that's, you have to start thinking in what, and food works for me all the time. Olives, ham, donuts, bagels. We start rotating these things. Okay, start by highlighting the lines that are easily drawn. And for most people, the x-axis is pretty easy. So I'm going to give that a color. Make sure you're not doing the y-axis. Make sure you're doing the x-axis. What is the equation of the x-axis?
Y equals 0.
Be careful of that. Some people will read y equals 0 and do the y-axis. Now the line y equals x minus 2, where is that line?
It's like this.
Yeah, slope of 1, yeah. Y-intercept of negative 2, okay. Now again, I'm giving myself the different colors. Now does anyone know what the equation of the line y equals root x looks like? Yeah, tap a parabola. Plot some points. You're going to need to plot some points, though, remember? 0, 0, 1, 1. No, 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 because it's not a plus or minus. 4, 2. I'll give that one purple. And remember, that just goes out there. Now, we need the area bounded by all three of those. Well, remember, though, it's bounded also by the x-axis, so be careful. It's just this area right here. You could do the whole, this one option, you could do purple minus yellow the whole way, but you got to remember to subtract that 2x2 triangle. You could do that. It works. You also could do purple from 0 to 2. Now, look at what I'm doing. From 0 to 2, I'm going to do root x, and then I'm going to add to that 2 to 4 root x minus the equation x minus 2. Now look at that for a second. What does this equation find me? The area between the curve and what?
The
x-axis. That gives me this spot right here. That little shark fin right there. That gives me that area. Now, from here to here, you have upper minus lower. Purple minus yellow. Purple minus yellow. So from where those two start to, from that point right there, to the point where the end, where x equals 4, root x root minus the other one. Now, real sneaky, you could go from 0 to 2, yellow minus purple in terms of y's. You could do that. You could turn it on its end. Do it that way. Or I like the idea of doing purple minus yellow and subtracting the triangle. All three of them are perfectly acceptable. But you just have to define carefully what your area is. Now,